I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Opioid abuse, addiction, and overdose are serious public health problems. To talk about the opioid epidemic is Dr. Kathleen Brady. She's a distinguished university professor and vice president for research at MUSC, and she is the director of the South Carolina Clinical and Translational Research Institute. Dr. Brady, how did opioid abuse or misuse become such a huge problem?
I think a number of things converged in the 1990s and early 2000s to increase doctors' prescribing. First of all, pain really is the number one reason that people present to their primary care doctor. Secondly, accreditation organizations and some payers even decided that pain needed to be treated very aggressively, so there was pressure from that. In addition, new opioids were developed and they were marketed very aggressively. So I think the combination of these three things, with the fact that many doctors are not really adequately trained to recognize addictions and to appropriately prescribe opioids.
What's happening right now to address the epidemic?
Well, I'd have to say this. Doctors really have responded. Nobody could miss the fact that we're in an epidemic. It's in the newspaper almost every day. And so one of the things that happens, states have these prescription drug monitoring programs. So we know now, and every doctor can look up to see if your patient is getting too many prescription opiates, getting them from other places. In addition, continuing medical education credits focused on opioid prescribing and other ways of pain management have now become required. And doctors are interested in getting better at this, and they're responding well.
What's available to help individual people in South Carolina who are dependent upon opioids?
Well, we have a state treatment system that actually will treat people on a sliding scale based on ability to pay. Really, the best treatment for prescription opioid dependence is medication-assisted treatment plus psychosocial treatment. Now, unfortunately, we have many uninsured and underinsured people in the state, and so the waiting lists to get on medication-assisted treatment in the state-supported agencies can be long.
And people who are dependent really need some help.
Absolutely. They need treatment, and there is effective treatment. We know that treatment can work.
What other things are being done to help stop this epidemic?
The 21st Century Cures Act in 2016 actually dedicated some monies that came down through the states to help in expanding treatment options. And so we're in a concerted effort to train physicians throughout the state in prescribing medication-assisted treatments. We're also now in the emergency rooms, which is basically a very enriched population for problems with drug abuse. And we are screening everyone that comes into the emergency rooms. We've started at MUSC. We're going to move to Horry County and then hopefully into the upstate. But then fast-tracking these people into treatment, sort of giving them a warm handoff to treatment and making sure that they get there the next day.
Dr. Brady, thanks for this information about the opioid epidemic.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.